This is Dr. Tobias Dittring calling off KP and EGD report patient Edwin Rossler, R-O-E-S-S-L-E-R, date of birth 3-16-1954. Indication for procedure was personalized colon polyp and heme positive is 2. Sedation will give magnesium and cementin and sumer and salad, fishon, blood pressure, fishon, cardiac rapid rapid sheet, HIV with biopsy, and colonoscopy with heart force of polypectin, colonoscopy with biopsy. Instrument used in mobile CD scope and colonoscopy, procedure, Pakistan, with three mobile patient, patient play levels, after the case, sedation, school, or cardiopathy, friends, salad is using to follow the bulbar, second, example, procedure, donor, moderate, erosive, donor, nitis, bias, response, and whatever, or CD school, this is what enterprise, blonde, or patch, aspirator. Multiple erosive gastritis is also pre-pleuric ulcer, white base, now bleeding, back bleeding, slag, diagnosis, or liberation, tazura, or suffer, cardiac, or snow, piscus, for shape, bulgation, patient, and great fever, such as esophagitis, back to the slag, then, or bad esophagus, or new plastic changes, erosive, push, strength, patient, not complication, patient, turnaround, K by jelly, peritum, seeds, for peritum, and sigma, it's kind of cold, spine, pressure, or bone, have that pressure, there's a sequence, patient, suboptimal prep, coming out of the mid-ascending colon. I saw a polypoid mass, very black looking, with a cluster of polypoid structure, about 4 to 5 centimeter in diameter. It did not look like it will be able to, we'll be able to remove it completely. Would have needed these smalls. I would rather have it removed by the endoscopic mucosal resection. So for that reason, I did the biopsy of it, and I tattooed it a fold distal to this polypoid, flat polypoid mass, and the tattooing was done towards direction of the hepatic flexure. No tattooing was done proximal to this polypoid mass because it was not too far from the ileocecal well. So only one side of tattooing was done for the identification because patient is going to be sent for advanced colonoscopy with EMR. So for that reason, I did the tattooing for identification. Coming out, patient still has some suboptimal flare, small to moderate polypoid. Now, there are a few left side diabetic losses for rectum. In rectum, we have three flat polyp, about 3 millimeter each. They're all three of them move the heart for sip polypectin. Successful no post polypectin bleeding. Relative patient, residual internal hemorrhage, not bleeding. Grade 2, area of accessible. The shot is not complication. Fine, number 1, grade 0, esophagitis, biopsy, where it's like that. You have new plastic, where it's inflammatory changes, where it's bare esophagus. Number 2, pre-pleuric white base, non bleeding gastric ulcer. Biopsy with histologic diagnosis, number 3, erosive gastritis, number 4, erosive duodenitis, for biopsy of small intestine done, number 5, colonoscopy to cecum, number 6, suboptimal prep, small to moderate, number 7, mid-ascending colon, polypoid mass, about 45 centimeter in diameter. It did the biopsy, and because of the nature of the polyp patient, you need to have advanced colonoscopy with endoscopy and mucosal resection. For that EMR, for that, I did the tattooing of this this polypoid structure, a fold distal to this area, the mid-ascending colon, and it was distal the proximal to this polypoid mass was not tattooed because it was not too far from ileocecal well. Number nine was rectal polyp times 3 millimeter each. All three removal of the heart for polypectomy. Number 10, left side, three left side diverticulosis. Number 11, grade one, grade two internal hemorrhage. Recommendation: wait for the esophagus biopsy. It comes out negative, new plastic changes, and with the gastric ulcer biopsy, it comes out negative, new plastic changes. In that case, or negative for any atypical changes, in that case, bring the patient in about 6 to 8 weeks for follow-up the endoscopy of the erosive esophagitis and gastric ulcer. The stomach biopsy comes positive, helicobacter pylori, we treat accordingly. So first, a small biopsy. Start the patient on pentaprazole 40 mg per day and carafate 1 gram TID till the follow-up scope in about 6 to 8 weeks. If the ulcer does not appear to be healing in the esophagus or esophagitis not appear to be healing or gastric ulcer not appear to be healing, then recommend to have up endoscopic ultrasound for the evaluation. Number 4 was a risk for the polypoid mass biopsy and since it was not removed, but it was tattooed, so I'm going to send the patient for advanced colonoscopy with endoscopy mucosal resection for CARE, all capital, with Dr. Varadarajulu, VARADARUJULU, at Orlando Health. And for the rectal polyp pathology, depending on the mid-ascending colon polypoid mass removal with endoscopy mucosal resection, and depending on the histopathology of fat polypoid mass, will determine the service for endoscopy after that. Follow the patient back in about 1 to 2 weeks. Patient needs to hold his NSAID for another 5 days, end of dictation. Patient on patient patient, please send the copy to patient needs to have fibrotic motor. The suicide remains to serve the five-seven preparation, HMS girlfriend, lives for modification, follow them to some patient. Please send the copy to patient primary care provider, Dr. Nirul Patel and Dr. Param Sadi. They have to see us October 3rd to 22nd, October 3rd to 22nd, patient option.